Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful Black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. We got a special guest today on Big Facts. We're about to have a conversation with, if you're familiar with the history, you might know him as D-Bo or D-Dash or whatever the fuck it is, but his name is Derez Deshawn, and Derez Deshawn is here on Big Facts.
Clap
it up for my partner. What took you so long, man?
I had to get some. I had to have something together for it. I had to put it together. I'm here though. And yeah, I'm grateful. I appreciate it, Vasosky.
What you been having going on? Update us.
Everything, man. Working. New strategies, new plans, new ideas. I got a distribution deal now, independent.
Okay. So who are you actually signed to now? And what's going on with that so that we can, like, kind of clear that up? Because I know, like, I thought that you were signed to the commission thing. Are you still signed to them? Or do you have a new situation? Like, what's going on with that?
I'm signed to me. And we got a distribution. Okay. That's it, with Venus. And I love their partnership. They doing good. Let me be me. I ain't got to go back and forth, tongue wraps about nothing I'm trying to do. So, okay. That's what I got going
on. So you got to basically spend your own money now.
Yeah. I'm learning now. Like, oh, okay. This how this shit goes. Real shit.
But shit, you get the return be better though.
Oh, yeah, man. It is way better. It's a blessing. You can see that shit and you can do what you want to do, how you want to do it. And instead of being in the red and some shit and don't even know what that shit do, like.
So with the knowledge that you learned from the experience of being signed and not being completely happy with that situation, going into your new deal with Venus, how are you going to change things around as far as your mind frame about your process of, like, releasing music, your creatives, and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of stuff?
I ain't going to take too long. Like, last time, you know, the situation I was in, they was kind of like stuck on the let's ride this out thing. Let's see how much we can squeeze this. And I'm like, nah, that's killing the momentum.
Vibe.
So,
mm-hmm.
But like I say, at that time, it was more of a partnership where they had something to say, I had something to say, and ultimately we had to figure it out. But now it's like, hey, this is what I want to do. This is what we're going to do.
You have the final word on everything.
Yeah, and they get their opinions, and I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I really do. And it's good. Like, I'm going to learn and listen to that. If I don't know what I'm talking about, I ain't just going to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So with Red Push back in the situation, putting the play together.
Shout out to Red.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Manny, I feel like the team I got, we good. So whatever we talking about in the circle, we good.
Cool.
Yeah, what kept you going, bro? Because you know, from like day one, you would see you just always working and in good spirits, dropping music. Like you was never like, one of them upcoming rappers that was hating on nobody. You supported everybody else's light and everything like that, but you were doing it for some while. So what kept you going? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure you had many times where you was like, man, fuck this.
I mean, yeah, I had a whole hell of a lot of time of that. Still do sometimes.
Okay.
Because I feel like I don't get what I'm properly supposed to get out of this shit. Like,
And what is that? What is that?
The light, the recognition, the flowers, the ambiance, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the red son, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, the fuck?
So, but South what kept me, you Southside Devo, man. Right. It was it was, but I feel like they didn't, well, yeah, that could be a part of it. The when I got with them and they didn't really keep me going like that, it was like, oh, yeah, all right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it kept me going because, honestly, bro, I feel like I owe it to the people who could be in my shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
facts.
It's a million people that'll trade. They like to be where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Whether it's good for me or bad for me, it's better for somebody.
Right, exactly.
So I feel like I owe that to them, to the people who believe in me, my kids, the people who look up to me. You know what I'm saying? The people who can take my music therapeutically and get through their day. Like, I owe it to them. And I'm going to keep going. Like, even if I don't be the artist, I'm going to still be somewhere involved in the music. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of, like, the whole therapeutically, your music getting people through their day, one of my, like, absolute all-time favorite songs from you is Fallen with Russ. So the video, I don't know, like, if all of you guys have seen it or whatever, but the video is, like, crazy. Like,
deep.
The video is deep as fuck. So, like, what was it that motivated you to make that song, and what were you going through at that point in time that, like, took you there to make you to be able to create that? Because that shit, like, that shit will shake your soul, like, for real. Like, I don't know.
I was honestly going through, like, battling myself on the inside with everybody having their own different opinions on what I should be and how I should do, and I'm just battling myself and I really feel like now, like today, that song was kind of, I made it, you know, in another state of mind, a different dimension somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now it make more sense to me now. Like, I kind of put the wrong things ahead of, like certain things I was supposed to do, I didn't do. I did it wrong. I did it backwards. And now here I am trying to double back and do it right. So with that song Falling, I just feel like it was me battling myself off of knowing what I personally feel like inside and what I'm going through, talking to myself like, eat, bro, you tripping, work, get up, grind, fuck these folks, over people saying you doing good, this is what we like, this is what we need.
I listen to that shit every day, like, for real.
That's what's up,
like,
appreciate it.
That's my shit.
Take her back to the beginning. Before the music, like, the beginning. Yeah.
Before the Devo, Rex Roll.
It
wasn't nothing but I never thought it'd be this. Ever. I never thought that I would make a dollar off of music. Like, music was just like something I liked and I loved it. Like, I just did it just to do it. And I used to hand to hand.
I'm talking about, like, household, how you grew up, kids. Daddy, brother.
Yeah, I grew up with my dad. It was a little different, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, with me, I'm a little different when it comes towards, the household thing. I grew up with a father, so I'm more like a tough, like, man. Like I don't really have the little soft, little, oh, baby, you okay type of, get your ass up. Like, what's happening? And I'm rough. Like, all my girls, I ain't even gonna lie, I'm real rough. And my folks be like, damn, they girls, I don't give a fuck. The world ain't gonna judge them because they girl, like, this shit hard as hard. So I grew up like that. Pops was rough as hell. He ain't really play that shit. Can't lie.
But that made you better, though, right?
Yeah, it made me. It did, because I could have grew up with my mama and been soft as hell.
Yeah, sister and brother?
I grew up with two of my brothers, but I had a brother in Ohio with my mama. Yeah. And then my daddy just had another little girl, so.
Yeah, popped about.
Yeah, he's still thinking.
Yeah.
So what made you even think about, like, fucking up and do the rap shit?
Really, it was the people around me, like, don't, like, Slim, like, bro, you fire. You need to do it. He was like, you need to do it, like, you fire. Chaz, Day Day, like, all them really pushed me, like, bro, you fire, like, why don't you do it? You know what I'm saying? And I just started taking it serious then. Like, I didn't really have nobody to make me feel serious about it until then.
When you think the pressure came after you made that hit, You think that's when the pressure came or what? Or that's when your career started? Or how you feel?
Yeah, I think after Hardaway hit, it didn't put pressure on me. It put pressure on the folks around me. Like, I was cool. I didn't know what – I didn't – like, even to this day, I don't know what a hit record is. I don't know. I just make the music. I just go in there and put it down, mm-hmm. and if it work, it work. If it don't, it don't. And we're going to try to figure it out. But the people around me, oh, we need another Hardaway. Oh, we need another – we need to do the same. And I'm like
– shit like magic. You can't just do it.
Yeah, you, do yeah, feel you like, feel me like this. Yeah.
How do you feel when people – or, like, label executives tell you that you need to make another one of a song that you've already made. Like, you can make another same exact song. Like, you don't, like, it's kind of, I look at it like it's almost kind of, I don't want to say disrespectful, but it's kind of like almost saying, like, you can't create another independent song outside of something that you've already done. You see what I'm saying?
I feel that it is disrespectful to tell somebody to duplicate something you already did, especially when you're an artist.
Like, you're not creative enough right. to make something
if
more
brand new. They basically trying to tell you to stay in, because I be doing the same shit. They trying to tell you to stay in that pocket, not make that same song.
Now, here the curveball for all this shit, right? Sometimes they telling you that shit because if you don't do it, somebody else.
Yeah, like Ron Wave. Like the comparison between you and Ron Wave.
They feel like
you stand in that pocket.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? I respect
y'all ain't never done the music
ever. Hell nah, but I can't wait.
Y'all got to. But he stand in that pocket. Yeah. You just made, like, when a nigga telling you, like, that's you, they ain't tell you make that same song.
Right.
They tell you, like, that's
but
you.
So think about it. Was it ever, and we ain't even speaking to just Rod Wave, because there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of music came from that.
That's
music.
What I'm saying. When you sitting there listening to the radio, hearing some shit that's. That's what I'm saying, but man, was that ever a little frustrating to you hearing some shit that sounded like your shit on the radio or on TV?
You sing their pain just like you.
I love it. Like, you can ask Manny, right? Mm-hmm. When I first heard of Rod Wave, like way back when I got the first little whatever somebody mm-hmm. sent me, like check Bud out, mm-hmm. I'm listening like, damn, I fuck with this. I will post some Bud shit and all this shit.
He's hard.
I go straight to his house, Manor House, and I'm like, hey, bro, listen to this nigga right here, bro. This nigga fine. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I done finally met somebody who on the same level as I'm on in this shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I've been fucking with it. It's just like.
But I'm saying not just him. It was a lot. You created a genre. A subgenre of.
And see, that's when they gonna get to talking crazy.
Deep,
see,
soulful, pain,
I feel like I may have created a genre.
You did.
But I can't forget about the old niggas before me. Like, not, I don't mean old niggas.
Who you was inspired from?
You said Zero and all of it. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, the
different
niggas rap real hard, bitch.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? For real, bro. So I don't wanna say I created.
Shout out to Ace, huh?
You brought light to a new sound.
Modern
day.
Yeah. I inspired new niggas to get on this boy. This, like,
because before Derez, it was, we know how music sounded good, but it was just one, especially out of Atlanta, it was one sound. That's what it was.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So you kind of, you and Lil Baby created different sounds for people at that time.
You got that darker pull me out the mud type shit. Like, I'm finna make it through this. But I'm still gonna talk about it and get it. I gotta let it out, like, type shit.
I'm trying to let you know it's okay.
Big boy, no shirt. You looking like, did what it is. Like, that shit, okay, I can do this, bro. Any nigga, like, when y'all niggas came out doing that shit, speaking that pain, it feel like, shit, anybody can do that. You know what I'm saying? And that nigga, that look like he just came out the trap.
You
know what I'm saying?
And they could. They can. But niggas was scared. Niggas, I think at that particular time we talking about, niggas didn't want to be honest with
themselves. Yeah.
A lot of niggas wanted to try to keep up with what was going on. I mean, even today, niggas do that. But back then, it was just deeper. Like, you'll have everybody in that rap talking about they got $1 million. Everybody
ain't got no
bricks.
$1 million.
Everybody got baths. Everybody got... all
whatever
the bitches
got
and foreign cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't compete with that shit, my Nico. The first time they tell me pull up, what I'm going to pull up in? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You hear me? Now, I'm going to be a hunter. I done had my little partners. I done pulled up in that shit flexing because I had to one time.
Yeah,
but come on, bro. This shit, like, it ain't going to be every week. You know what I'm saying? So
I ain't going to pick my hoes up in your shit.
You feel me? I had to be real. Like, man, fuck that. I'm going to be honest with this shit. Like, And when I first did it, people were like, man, you crying, this ain't gonna work, you too emotional, you too soft, you'll never make it. And that shit right there made me go even harder. Like, mm-hmm. I really tried to learn how to sing, and really put that pain in that shit. And now I'm just like, yeah, nigga, what you say? Now it's 100 niggas doing this same shit.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The whole generation, basically.
I love it. I'm loving everybody who want it.
Nah, for sure.
T-Rail, Rodway, Murray.
Yeah. He's hard, too.
All of them. Whoever coming out with this shit.
That's what it is. How often you get to chop it up with Walker?
Not often.
Not often?
Yeah, I'm busy. He busy. I'm out of the way. He out of the way.
But everything good.
Yeah, no pressure.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Is there anybody out? Clayco, I see the PGL chain. Shouts to Shout. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Shout. That might, yeah.
Shout. He working, boy.
Yeah, he ain't going to play.
Yeah,
he
be working. He be working.
Yeah, he ain't going to play.
He had every event. He had everywhere pulling up. But who's some hard niggas coming out the south side of Atlanta like Clayco or PGF you might want to salute?
Hard, like that got something going on now. Somebody I believe in that ain't really broke yet.
Both.
All right, so we got Double R, baby, Red Road, baby.
Okay.
I feel like he fire. He finna come with some heat.
Okay.
We got Lil Chalk. You know what I'm saying? He a young nigga. He a, like a young nigga. He starting his thing. G, baby. man, it's so many. B Will.
Mulatto.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. She there, that's what I'm saying.
She popping up shit.
Well, real Southside shit going crazy. Yeah. But far the new, like who I hear, like who I'm, like them for right now, like really who I'm hearing, like, and it's plenty more, of course. You know what I'm saying? I'ma support anybody that come from the DG tree. You know what I'm saying? Doing music.
Dirt Gang.
Yeah, Lil Puncho. You know what I'm saying? I'ma whatever, however it go, I'ma support whatever come from the South, anywhere it go. Yeah.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Give us a grit you got in the game that you feel like I should have did this. Yeah,
listening to niggas tell me how to do what I need to do. Like far as, let's say, I got in, I built relationship with different niggas, and niggas was like, oh, them niggas don't fuck with you, them niggas hang, them niggas. Mm-hmm. And that kind of fucked up the business and relationship with niggas, and that's why I feel ultimately like I regret it, because that was just hate, but I couldn't peep that shit.
Oh, they trying to, you feel
they
like
cock blocking, baby.
Yeah, but then go around the corner and be hanging with these folks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They just don't want you around them, because they know it's going to turn into some bigger
shit. Other
shit.
Yeah. So that's my biggest regret, listening to somebody else. And the only reason I listen is because of the loyalty that I had to people.
And that... That's the case with most people.
What's the most pussy shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just some pussy ass shit.
These niggas be doing that shit on that clout chasing shit, all that old lame ass Instagram acting bully shit, all that lame shit.
Yeah.
That shit lame as hell to me. Yeah. That's the most pussy shit of them. All that, oh yeah, I'm in your hood, push up, pussy ass, all that, man. No, you not, bro. Shut the fuck up. Like, that shit lame as hell. You wouldn't make it out of here. You know what I'm saying? In real life.
Right.
Yeah. If it was like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's the most pussy shit to me.
How do you deal with it, though, moving in and moving through the industry? Because, so I know you for some time, so I know you. So I know that probably part of you want to, if some bullshit happened, you like, man, I could really just crash out right now about this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Every time.
Right. But
all the little Instagram, like, I be like, my number one pet peeve with Instagram, I mean, with any social media, the people who be making them stupid ass comments, like, in my mind, I'm like, I know this one of the niggas I know in real life, like, if I find out, bro, I be want to go there, like, all right, now tell them, like, you know what I'm saying, like, now tell them who you really is, nigga, and why you, you know what I mean, but other than that, man, I move through that shit, like, man, I ain't finna waste my time with this shit. If I crash out, I be gonna let everybody down who I feel like deserves for me to make it, bro.
It'll be a fucked up news headline too. The Red Deshaun crashes out over Instagram comments.
Oh, like, nigga, because
he make you cry though.
Boy, they be saying crazy shit on them, man. Yeah. I'm talking about shit like, I'm learning niggas must be soulless in this world by talking crazy, man. I be like, bro, let me get online. That's why I don't get online. Oh, you gonna die like your butt? Oh, boy, fuck you. I'm off. I ain't on
this trolling.
Yeah, all that trolling shit. I'm good.
But fuck you got nigga erase the emotion on that.
It's hard for me. I can't lie. That shit is hard for me. Cause I'm feeling like this somebody I was just with or something. Or this a nigga that I grew up with. Like, how you know to say this shit to trigger me? You don't even know me. How you know what's gonna piss me off?
So you can say
you fat as hell, and get what? I'm coming back. Hell yeah, big, fat, and ugly. Your bitch love me though. Like, I'm gonna laugh and play with that, but when they get deep, I'm like,
go to saying shit, bro.
Nigga.
Like, that don't nobody know.
Yeah, like nigga.
Who are you for real? Like, who sent you?
Show yourself.
That shit make a nigga looking at a nigga phone in the cold, and he, did you just sit
this? That shit make a nigga get the goddamn pulling up, like, hey, boy, what y'all on? What the hell be going on? Y'all good? Who looking crazy right here, motherfucker? Real shit.
So, look, so when you had your daughters, and, you know, you started, like, understanding that love for another human that you brought into the world, especially a girl, how did that change your outlook on a lot of things in life?
It gave me a different type of responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so one of the problems I'm having right now with my daughters is, like, I'm this rap superstar nigga, and that's how they look at me. And it hurt that they look at me like that sometimes. I can't even lie. They don't look at me like daddy, so when I'm daddy, it's like I'm just some monster. I'm just mean as hell. And it hurts. So now I have to learn how to compromise with my daughter.
How to balance it.
I can't just be dad and whoop ass and shut the hell up and go in your room. Cause they like, damn, this what you want? You know what I'm saying? So I gotta learn how to, what's up, talk to me, what's going on?
You know what I'm saying?
How you feel about this or how you feel about that? Or like, my daughter Cherry, her birthday had passed, and I thought, because when me growing up, I ain't had no birthday, bro. I done bought the big the with the water slides,
Yeah.
I done rented that shit for the whole week. The water just running. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all go out there and invite all they fall. I'm thinking I'm doing some shit. Cook, grill, had everybody come over there. All the kids at my house, and she like, no, this ain't why my birthday wasn't like. I'm like, girl, what? You know what I'm saying? What was it supposed to be like?
What she wanted?
Man, I don't know. She turned 14 that birthday. So I'm like, I don't know what the hell. What did you want? I thought that was a birthday. When I was a little nigga's birthday was in the house, hot dog, hamburger, cake, nigga, it's over with.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
And that shit shot. Ice cream somebody cup. Didn't get something. Yeah. Some kid, but if you from over that block, you gotta go last. Ain't even no.
Over with.
It's over with, baby. Get some candy.
Yeah. Ain't no more Capri-Suns in this motherfucker. The juice box.
Shit,
no.
Shout.
Ain't nothing but some motherfucking plain Lays in this bitch to go with your hamburger. Like, that's where I come from. But we went crazy. Like, I'm steaks, lamb chops. Like, even for my son, I had got him a chef to come to the house. Cooked him a whole lobster tails and whatever. I'm allergic to that shit, so I don't really know what they were eating. But this whole seafood shit. But he like, even like, yeah, Dad, I wish I could have. Wish you could have what, bro? What are you trying to do? What the fuck? Y'all in kids,
lamb
bro.
Y'all
kids. Yeah, like, they on some shit. Like, bro, I need this. I need a cute man. Boy, sit your ass down.
A cute
man? Yeah.
The Instagram.
All my daughters, I'm saying, well, we want to train like you. Yeah, all right, yeah. So you can lose that shit.
Right.
Man, please.
That's that Instagram again, bro.
Yeah. Exactly.
Little kids on there with presidential rollies and all type of crazy it's shit on much. Instagram, so.
They done skipped a little. I'm like, damn, I don't even know. Did I post to buy you a RAR or something, DJ? Damn. You done made a drive to bit to 10 years. You know what I'm saying? For real, bro.
How you still with you still with their mom?
Nah, hell nah. But I'm cool with one of them.
Yeah,
I'm cool with one of them. I'm cool with one of them. The other one, boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be like that sometimes.
Yeah, that shit been like that 14 years. Yes, sir.
Oh, so you had a baby when you was a kid, basically.
I'm saying I ain't know no better, so you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was a young nigga thinking, I'm going to be honest, I was a product of my environment. You know, I was using, I'm like, oh, this bitch having it going on. Shit, I need to be over here. This bitch cooking every night, nigga. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, this the type of shit I'm going to slide over here and kick it and hang. And fucked up. I was never supposed to hit that shit. I hit it. And then I had to keep hitting it because now the bitch like, oh, yeah, you ain't been. Oh, damn. Then the baby came. And then I was like, oh, shit. What the fuck I'm supposed to do? But I got a little girl, bro. Mm. And yeah. I was gone. I was gone. Like, I ain't even know she had the baby. You feel me? My mama seen a picture and was like, boy, that's your motherfucking baby, bro. I had to come back and try this daddy shit out, then boom, another one. I said, oh shit. Boom, another one. I said, oh shit.
Was it an incident that made you be like, fuck that, I'm through with the street?
Seeing a lot of my people get locked up and a lot of people passing.
Yeah.
It made me say, I'm straight. I don't want to be in the street. Like, that ain't for me. I'm trying to live. I got kids. I got reasons to be here now.
Yeah, yeah.
At first, I felt like I didn't, but now I know I do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. How hard was it to, like, transition?
It was hard. I can't even lie, because it's like, the things that I was doing in order for me to be all right, I couldn't do those things no more, and I had to still be all right, though. I had to figure it out. Like, it was rough, real rough. It still be rough. Like, when you hear, you still got other people that you fuck with that still be like, kind of like, damn, bro, why you ain't, oh, come fuck around it. I'm like, nah, I'm straight.
How you deal with entitlement, though?
Like, what, as far as?
Like, people feeling like you owe them something.
I don't fuck them. I don't owe nobody. Don't nobody owe me either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything I did was out of love, and if it turned into anything else, just whatever, I'm good. You can keep it. I don't want it.
What was the situation? The shots to homie, he was just here, Birdman. What was the situation back then? Like, was y'all just working on some music, a project? Was you considering maybe signing to him?
Yeah, I was. We were working, but I'm going to be honest. I ain't never really get a chance to talk about that. I felt like I really wasn't ready yet. Like, I ain't want to do something that I wasn't prepared to do.
Right.
And fuck up my situation for the future and fuck up somebody's money.
Right.
So I ain't know no better on what I'm doing, but I loved every day of that shit. Like, he let a nigga do his own thing. Let me work. Let me go in. The knowledge that he gave me, like, it's just different. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I was definitely on the route to trying to do that, but I wanted to be together. Like, I ain't want to fuck up. I ain't want
to.
I feel like that was my only shot type of feeling at that time, like, damn, if I fuck this up, ain't nobody gonna fuck with me, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What made you feel like you gonna fuck it up, though?
The different people again. So let's say if I'm in the studio and I've been recorded 15 songs a day, and a nigga come in there and say he only like one song. Not saying but like, let's say my manager at the time or the producer on this beat, they like, nah, bro, you should do this or nah, bro. And I'm like, damn, hold on, I ain't ready yet. Cause if I
already, they had you like confused, like,
yeah. So if I,
you think you'll make some hard shit, they coming in.
I'm like, I'm in this motherfucker going, like, and I'm knowing at that time I'm knowing it's hard. But they want a gangster, like, back, like it was still that era of gangster get money shit. So this is when I'm first breaking the real shit. You know what I'm saying? So when they saying like, nah, bro, you know, it's an upbeat, you gotta kinda, I'm like, damn, oh my, the same thing. Hold on, let me go back in. Let me hold on, let me go do the man, I don't do that type of music, bro. Give me this beat. You know what I'm saying? So it kinda slowed me down a little bit with that shit, and I was like, I ain't ready for
you. Do you be overthinking shit sometimes?
I know I do.
Yeah.
Airy. I know, okay. I overthink it, but.
Yeah, right.
I overthink it. I know it. Like, that shit.
But I think just in this conversation, I think it's cool that you don't seem like a selfish person, because a lot of niggas said, fuck it, I'm finna get this money and see what it do.
And
I
don't give a fuck what happened
with another nigga.
I can mean, I often say terabytes. I got hard drives of music, like shit I never put out. I don't even want to like cap or make up. No, I can't. I got a lot. Like, I got hard drive. Yeah, like for sure. Like, I don't have to write no more music for years if I don't want to.
What name of the song you said you just put up?
All Them Days, Me and Marie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's a banger. That shit going crazy. Real crazy, and it's for the culture too. So you know, next I'm gonna come back around. Rodway, come on in. Let's get up one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's get up one for the culture too.
Come on, Rod, quit tripping now. Let's get it. Let's go.
T-Rail, come on in. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
real, do some hard shit like that.
Yeah, fact.
So who inspired you though? Back when you first started, who you inspired by?
Everybody, bro. I couldn't even lie. My dad played all kind of music.
What, like R&B and
everything,
shit like that?
My dad played everything. Like, I don't even know what a star, like, anybody you can name of, like, DMX, you know what I'm saying? Long live DMX. DMX, Jay-Z, Nas, P, goddamn Hot Boys, Big Timers, the West Coast Connection, The Game, like, anybody, The Ghetto Boy, like my dad played everything. And R&B, I think I got that from my mama's side. Usher, Mary J. Blige. It's so, like, I can't, I don't know, like everybody.
Yeah.
I was in music heavy, like everybody. But Tupac, I think Tupac was my most relatable. And I ain't saying that to be on the, like, you know, the old Tupac, a big thing, but he spoke real shit that I felt like I could relate to at a young age, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to get in trouble and go in my room and blast that shit.
Be against the world.
Fuck the world, fuck Curtis. For real. Real shit.
That's crazy.
So, like, as far as, like, the music shit, like, we know you got that going on or whatever, but is there anything that you're doing or that you want to do, like, that's outside of music, like maybe real estate, open a restaurant, whatever? Because you be cooking on the low.
Yeah.
Like, forever. A lot of people don't know that. Like, you be. Yeah.
I really do. I'm having sauce in the kitchen. Yeah.
So you ever thought about, like, the whole restaurant thing?
Yeah, I actually did. And last time I said something about, like, my little restaurant thing I was going to do. Like a year or two later, I seen the shit go up in Cali. Like, beer, burger and a beer. That was gonna be one of my little spots.
Yeah.
I seen it in Cali, like, damn, was niggas listening to me when I said this shit? But now it's so locked in, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna start my Uncle Debo's Kitchen. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do.
So maybe I can get my plate now?
For sure.
We gotta hook it up, Mike. We got a cooking show. Jay be doing it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you gotta go on the cooking show with Mike and let him cook the beat. and you cook the food.
I'm with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And goddamn cook some lyrics with that shit. That'll
be
hard.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be crazy. Yeah.
I'm with
that. I'm gonna set it up for you.
Oh yeah, fat.
I'm gonna set that shit up.
Yeah, let's get it. And I'm gonna cook whatever y'all try. I can cook anything.
Yeah, I've been waiting like 3 years.
Yeah, but nah, I'm finna definitely do that. Uncle Devo's Kitchen. I've been thinking about buying up all the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
And call them Uncle Devo's Playhouse. Like everything finna be Uncle Devo's.
Chuck E. Cheese is over with nothing too.
Ain't. Nah, it's still something.
Nah, that shit over with.
Nah, a lot of them are closed.
Man, it's some I know it's a Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, it's some Chuck E. Cheese.
It's some.
But a lot of them.
No, a lot of most of them closed. Yeah,
yeah. I want to buy all the rest on Uncle Devo's Playhouse.
Yeah.
So everything gonna be Uncle Devo because I'm my.
And then instead of having rats and shit, you need like black characters.
What robot?
The band. Yeah, the band that be playing. Yeah.
Oh no, we're gonna get all that shit out of there. It's the red. Uncle Devo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we gonna get all that shit up out of there. But yeah, though, you know, I love kids.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do a non-profit organization, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Build a block. Mm. I want to do something with the kids, like a father figure program.
Right, like a mentorship type thing?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, I'm with all that shit. I ain't really into real estate because I don't know that game.
Right.
But I'm with the rebuilding, though, like the reconstruction and shit.
Right.
I love doing that, rebuilding, modernizing. Fixing anything like that, helping, like I'm with all that. Mm-hmm. And movies, of course.
Yeah.
Everything. I'm with everything.
The movie's the play, though.
Huh?
The movie's lit.
I'm trying to get in. I don't know how to get in. I got to get in. Once I get in, I might even let the music shit jack. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta get an agent.
Yeah, well, hey, man, We need to get in.
Yeah.
What song you want to do for your hood?
What's something I want to do for the hood? I'm going to tell you something I want to do, right? So, there's some apartments over there on Res Road called Cobblestone. Well, was. I don't know what they called now, but I wanted to remodel all them bitches and put elevators in them and, like, make them, like, you know how the condos look like rich nigga shit?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do that, but keep it, you know, where you can pay Section 8 or whatever.
Where you can still afford.
Yeah, like, whatever, however, like, low income, whatever.
Right.
Mm. But living in today's time. Yeah. Most of this low income shit be with some 1960 looking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fucked up, air conditioning still growing out the wall shit. Like, nah, I want my shit to be player.
Yeah, up-to-dated shit.
Yeah. Fine. That's one thing I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, another thing, too, that I ask everybody, like, that comes here, I always ask them, like, what's on your bucket list? Like, what's some shit that you want to do, some places that you want to go, some shit that you want to eat or whatever before you check out of here?
To be honest with you, I don't even know because I work so hard, I don't know what I like. Mm-hmm. But I want to do whatever. Like, I want to live life, whatever that come with.
Okay.
Yeah.
He used to hear you know what he like.
I don't. I work so hard, like, I don't, like. I know I don't fuck with that water, though. Like, I'm scared of the water. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know what's up under that motherfucker.
You know? I'm
a deep-thinking-ass nigga. Like I say, I overthink everything.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like the same way we living up here on top of the land. It's some shit going under there.
On, yeah, down there. You know what I'm saying? Type of shit. And they just waiting on us to...
The play. Like, oh, caught your ass. And I'm straight, man. I don't want nothing to do with that shit. Nothing.
Oh, God.
I'm cool. What's I don't do no sea dudes, no jet ski, whatever, none of that shit. I'm straight, bro.
So
I'm gonna catch y'all in the room.
I think Lake Lanier is the only place that got
I've been on one boat before.
Multiple.
And that was birth. I've been on one boat. And I was like, I don't know, bro. I don't feel right, like, bro. I'm like, bro, we look at all, it ain't nothing but water.
You shot a video?
Bro. I don't know. We were kicking it. Like, it was too many people, first of all, but I'm like, oh, shit, man. I'm looking here, it ain't number water. I'm looking here, it ain't number water. I'm looking around like, bro, where the land at, bro? Like, if this shit was to just go down, bro, we can't even swim nowhere, bro.
Oh, man.
We can't even float nowhere, bro. Like,
What I tell people is some shit gonna happen. It can happen anywhere on
You gotta
land.
Control the shit that can happen, though.
What about airplane?
I hate airplanes, but I do it because I have to. But I hate that shit. I try to go to sleep immediately. I be praying the whole time. Like, I ain't even lying. I'm gonna like, Lord, please, man. Please, man. Do the Lord, what was that? What was
that? Oh, Lord. What was
that? Hey, but the worst plane I ever flew was a PJ. When they hit some shit, they hit. Mm. Boom. Oh, shit. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? I had to be all good. We good. It was just a little pocket we hit. Oh, no. Never. I'd rather ride the big Delta motherfucker. That shit scared too, but I'd rather ride that shit.
You got to live, man. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you got to control what happened.
You can't control.
You know in the boat, nigga, you can sink. Ain't nothing you
look
can
at
do.
Them
I'm
numbers.
Cool. In I don't want to get on the boat.
In the car, you can crash.
But I'm driving.
You are, but somebody else might be on some nut shit.
Oh, shit. Watch out. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing. Now, another motherfucker driving. Yeah. I'm scared as hell. Yeah. Even when I be in the Sprinter, it'd be so hard for us to fall asleep. Because,
you're hitting everything.
Man, what? Boom. Yeah. Hey, you good, bro? Yeah.
You all right?
They be like, yeah,
we good. Hitting the little shit on sheet.
When that shit happens, it's like over.
You straight, bro.
Look, we got the little one. Hey, buddy. What you doing? You good? Tell me something.
What you doing?
Hey, what the gang looking like up there? What? Something. Wake up, bro. I'm like, yeah, but what you was saying, bro?
Living. This is living, basically. We talk about, you got to talk about the water. And
living to me is enjoying family time.
Bro. For sure.
Being with my kids, watching them.
What if your kids want to go on a boat?
Hey, man, I'm going to be right here when y'all get back. Go ahead. You know what I mean? Go on, get on the boat, the beach, the water, whatever. I'll be right here when y'all get back.
So what about the, this is some shit I hate. What's the shit? The roller coaster shit. You do that shit?
I ain't did it in so long.
Yeah, what you do with your kids if they want to do it?
Yeah, I actually took them before, but I just watched. I don't know. I'm kind of like,
But your daughter might want you to sit next to her and have that experience.
So y'all can make the little video with your mouth open and your tongue going in the air. Like.
But see, I'll probably be one of the ones to go out like, I ain't scared of that shit, but I am scared of that shit. I've been seeing too much shit. Shit come to loose and shit, man. I'm scared.
Paranoid, bro.
Hey, what's some shit you made you feel like you say got nothing, you cool, one of your baby mama? Give us some shit that your baby mama did that made you be like, man, fuck this bitch. I ain't fuck with her ever again.
Call the police on me.
Oh, yeah, that's a no-no.
Said I kidnapped my daughter when she brought her to me. Like, that was a no-no, but I went for it again. Like, one of my baby mama's so fucked up, bro. I ain't gonna say her name, cause I ain't even gonna say who it is. Like, the doctor.
What child? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but one of my baby mama, bro, so crazy. They done dropped my kids off. Pulled off up the street, called the police, and then called me like, yeah, your baby them outside. I look out the door like, what the fuck? Why?
When she called the police and said,
I took my kids. Just because she was mad at me.
Oh, so she dropped them off, called the police, and told the police that you took them.
Yeah.
And since they were at your house, it made it seem like
because when they knocking on the door crying and shit, I opened the door like, what the fuck? And I bring him in the house.
Yeah.
Police come.
Like,
ooh,
automatically.
Hey, Dred, come here. Ooh, we need to talk to you. I'm like, what's up? So we got a call. I said, man, hell no. We ain't even do that. I said, this bitch brought them. I can show you the Texas. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I'm like, I don't do that. I ain't gonna take, like, I had to go to, like.
He could have been doing anything in the house.
Anything, bro. Like. Yeah, that shit, that crazy. That one, I was like, yeah, bitches, you through.
How big of a part of that shit play on a nigga mental, like having them kind of baby mama and shit?
A lot, bro, because you got to be careful, bro. Like, I'm going to be honest, bro. That's one of them things that'll be make me ready to crash out.
Mm.
Like, that baby mama shit, playing with my children, whatever niggas you dealing with and all that, I don't care, that's fine. Y'all good. I wish the best for y'all. But when it come to my kid, bro, I am not going to play. Not now, bitch. Mm. I don't have one of my children. Oh, they won't let her go outside. Oh, they say we can't eat. Like, man, what? Like, that right there? Crash game. Over with.
Mm.
Yeah, my kid, I ain't playing at all. Don't give a fuck.
Mm.
For real, over. And I want the world to know that. Playing with my kid is all, everything. Kamikaze. I'm coming, blow all this up in this bitch. By my children. You know what I'm saying?
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
What does the future hold for Derez to shine? So we getting music, ain't gonna be no more breaks.
Oh yeah, ain't no breaks. We're going to get music. The future just, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to speak it into existence. Mm-hmm. The future just hold a lot of more blessings, a lot of more money, a lot of more happiness, a lot of more everything that come with it. Mm-hmm. A lot of more everything. Hate, love, blessings, fans, goddamn opportunities. Yeah, I'm going hard. This is my last strive on this shit. Like, I'm going to go hard.
What you think you got to goddamn change within yourself to be more successful? What you think you got to change?
I got to stop being so self-like. Like, I'm really like a, what's the word? Like
introvert.
I be wanting to be by myself. I don't
You're
really
like a crab.
I don't like going to do this.
There's a lot of great artists like that, though. Some artists
But I got to stop that shit. That shit don't work for me.
It don't work for you. Okay, I got you.
I got to pull up. Oh, yeah, what going on? Because niggas forget, obviously.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Niggas will see a nigga, Durant, but then when you get to do like that Instagram hit niggas and shit, and they get to reading and leaving you on red, that shit bothers me and shit too. Like, damn, nigga, really?
Oh, you said what now?
Damn, nigga, like, really?
Yeah. Hey, my boy, what the hell had to push up? Red. Scene. Scene? Nigga, you ain't gonna say that back.
At least tap it twice, right?
Yeah, like
at least tap it.
Oh, I know what to say.
I believe.
Nigga, say fuck you, anything. Like, just let me know, goddamn.
Anything.
Like, what's
that
up?
What I be wrong, but would you say that? Yeah, you right.
Yeah, that's the lowest.
Niggas done hit my shit too, and niggas done hit my shit right, and I done open it up, and I ain't know how to reply. And remember when they first brought that unread button?
You thought, but that shit ain't unread. That shit ain't unread. That shit still say
yeah,
scene.
Yeah. And that shit, I'm like, oh, damn. When the nigga told me that shit, I had to make up all kinds of shit. What? Oh, that was Ben doing that shit. I ain't see that shit. But yeah, nah, real shit. Yeah, yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Nah, but she, so you
they
that,
probably doing the same shit. Oh,
thinking unread, they yeah. unseen. Yeah,
I ain't see it. Right? Yes, the fuck you did. Nigga.
I saw you see it.
I saw you see it.
Yeah.
So you said that's the one thing you feel like. You got to leave and just stop being an introvert.
Yeah, I got to start fucking with folk, especially if folk fuck with me. And it, I guess what made me be like that was being so used to being in just one circle. Like,
mm-hmm.
I ain't never really reached out to be in another
friendly
circle.
Friendly with a whole yeah. bunch of niggas around.
I'm just
yeah.
like, D, my niggas, this how we rocking.
And it's pretty and much it for me. Like, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
That's why I go through my goddamn, like, if I see a nigga, just a regular nigga just liking my shit all the time or commenting on my shit. Mm. I go through and make sure I follow these folks and holler at them. Because yeah. a nigga's will be worried about who ain't instead of fucking with the people who is.
Exactly.
That's real.
Like these folks right here fuck with you faithfully. Mm-hmm. You right. gonna show these folks no love, but you seeing talking about who ain't fucking with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that real.
Like what's like that's like really some sucker shit to me.
Mm.
Cause it's like you chasing love from a some,
fake love.
Well, you chasing love and love. Running from love.
Real love, right? Right.
Yeah, you running love. From the real shit. These folks showing you, I'm fucking with you every day, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna show me no love. You ain't gonna acknowledge this shit.
Mm.
But you looking at your shit like this bitch ass nigga ain't liking my shit. Fuck him.
No, fat.
Fuck him. Fuck him,
bro. He ain't liking my shit. Damn, bro.
Yeah,
they like my story though.
Yeah.
That shit be weird.
But at the end of the day, yeah, but oh yeah, they doing that. We watching them store. You know, I'm a petty nigga. I take a whole hour and go through see you
out. Yeah, yeah. I get high and go through all 20,000.
Petty nigga watching my yeah. shit. Fuck, yeah. keep going. Look at this whole hell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, that's just how it go. But at the end of the day, niggas gotta start. And that go for all us. Niggas gotta start acknowledging them people. Like, these are people.
Being grateful for
they
the
be trying to act like, okay, this is just like they supposed to like your shit. Or they supposed
yeah.
to support
oh,
you.
Nah,
you got some people that really supports you. Like, nigga, I'm if your shit, if you mention me, I'm reposting. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Mm.
Yeah, I repost yeah, my mentions too. But like, what I gotta
what
do?
You, say, you
yeah,
know what I'm saying? Because that's support, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what like with me, what I gotta do too is like when people be commenting on my shit, like. I be wanting to reply to everybody,
nah,
but I be
that.
Like feeling like I know like if I reply to one person and I don't reply to everybody,
that
shit just kind of be like fucked up. Even though I'm not trying to not reply to only certain people or no shit like that, but I gotta get better. I gotta figure out a way how to like engage with everybody, but
nah,
not
you
have
just gotta,
like
you just
on the comments. Yeah,
I feel like
comments.
I ain't liking, I ain't doing all that because it's gonna be too many.
Yeah.
But I am gonna fuck with the usual people. I ain't gonna say nothing back, but I'm gonna be on your page coming too.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
That's real.
Like I'm gonna be in your comments too. I ain't gonna expect for you to reply to me.
Mm.
But we sharing, we giving each other equal love. You get what I'm saying? If a nigga post some shit, niggas ain't even got it. By the time it go up on their page, and if I fuck with you, I'm gonna repost it without you even saying nothing.
Yeah,
Bank,
yeah.
Can you put this up? I see what you trying to do, King.
Mm.
All right.
But you fuck with me too, so I'm gonna fuck with you. I don't give a fuck who you got. 100 followers or 100 million followers.
Yeah, real
it's
shit.
The same shit.
Mm.
Like, nigga be trying to look at these people like, shit, that nigga just, like, nigga just on my dick. Nah, these folk really fuck with you. Something,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
See, that's a pride flag. See, I think I lack that shit. I think I lack the pride shit. Like, I'ma fuck with a nigga in the trenches. I'ma fuck with a nigga in a $1 billion house.
Me too.
Exactly. The same as yeah. that way.
Exactly.
I ain't gonna treat no broke nigga like a peasant or none of that. Like, I respect go all the way around. You know what I'm saying?
Man, facts.
So
everybody started somewhere.
Yeah, facts. Right.
That's how I look at it, bro.
I was everybody track hand. I was in the bottom of the track hand.
Exactly.
Mm.
I know how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
And it's like the people that like you talking about the regulars that be like liking your shit and like mentioning you and all that shit. Like especially like when you see those type of people out in public,
they give you real
they give you
love.
The mm-hmm. most love
they
like
make your
ever.
Shit keep going like buddy.
They make yeah. you like for real
I got
make you
this
cry
shit.
And shit like for real.
But
like,
you ain't showing these folks no love.
Yeah.
You worrying about goddamn your buddy Scream ain't even like nigga damn Scream. I got these folks over here fucking with me.
Yeah.
Right.
This shit say 2,000 whatever 25,000. 100 likes, whatever.
Mm.
What about them people?
Mm.
Like, these people love me for real. Like,
right. They
fuck
with
everybody
me.
Else.
They riding with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I say, man, send that merch.
Send that shit. We fuck with everybody's shit. We ain't on that. Send that merch. Whatever you're doing, send your company name. We can do it. We fucking with it, bro. Because at the end of the day, if we don't fuck with each other, who gonna fuck with each other? Fact, niggas bro. Always mm-hmm. talking about goddamn shit. Nigga don't fuck with me because niggas ain't making each other valuable. We make everything else valuable but each other. Mm-hmm. We made nigga Dickies. We made Dickies valuable. Mm-hmm. I remember Dickies was $11.
Yeah. What are you getting your shit at? Charlie Train.
$11, man. This shit got them like a honcho.
$52.
No, 100.
100 for a fit.
Yeah, 100 for a fit.
52 like, for the pants, like 43 for the tie.
Because we make shit valuable. We make sports valuable. We make media valuable. We make everything valuable. But we ain't got them making
nothing
valuable for us.
Yeah.
That real.
These folks take that shit and use it against us. Mm. Okay, we made social media valuable. Am I right or wrong?
Everything.
No, for yeah, sure.
We can't say what the fuck we want to say on this shit.
You can't even, right, exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We make that's this crazy. Concert shit big. These niggas make this sports shit big. Mm-hmm. But these niggas can't, they got a, whatever, nigga got a vaccine. Whatever you got to do, you ain't got a choice. Mm-hmm. Like, we ain't got a voice in none of this shit. That we made
together.
Valuable.
We're not sticking together about our demands. Not
you feel
demanding.
What I'm saying? Yeah. We made all this shit special, but we don't get no type of treatment for it. We still, it's like we got to chase behind it to make it big.
That's the history of the land we live on. Them folk been on that since day one. They come in, see what's going on, peep it. Trick one nigga into believing.
Yes, yes.
You hear me? Hey, this is how you can really do it work. Now he involved some kind of way. Now he gonna boot butter and now it's here and now this how the game gonna go.
Yeah.
That shit, that why. Shit
crazy. Yeah, even clothes, I'm somebody from down the clothes, bro. We pulled a, like, and I ain't on no goddamn revolutionary shit, none of that shit. I just be thinking about shit like this. Like, we supposed to, like, okay, we wanna run and get on goddamn the shit that we, Grammys. We just say a Grammys. Say back to the Grammys. Who's to say the Grammys is that valuable to us?
Right.
We can get some shit and make it as valuable. You get what I'm saying? Like, okay.
But
niggas won't come out to that.
That's what I'm saying.
You get what I'm saying? Like, say right. We started a goddamn the Blammies.
We talked about that before, yeah.
First annual Blammies.
Right.
Niggas won't show up and make it as valuable.
You're going to have to pay niggas. You're going to have to pay niggas to come.
Yeah. Right,
but see,
but they got them going to run and try to got them put their best shit on to go to the Grammys. Like, why the fuck is what that shit is, them big ass, the shit.
What's that?
Like, paintings. Like, what the big
talking about Art Basel?
The Basquiat.
Shit. Basquiat. Why Basquiat. Basquiat picture worth that much? And a Young Thug picture ain't worth the same shit.
That's what
these y'all niggas look like art. Yeah. So why the fuck that picture don't cost $1 million like this cost $1 million?
That's what this NFT shit about. That's another conversation. Yeah, that's but you're right,
shit.
Though.
That,
you're right.
That real shit. Right. Like, who the right. fuck put the value on that for that right. to be that?
Right.
The gatekeeper. The one behind the
like, why I can't come out and say I painted this $1 million picture?
The gatekeepers.
The first all these niggas with all that money, these niggas looking at that shit in Basquiat like you see some of them folks. Bro, you don't see shit. You just buying it because they saying that's what it's worth.
Yeah. The name.
You don't see. Like, how you see so this is so beautiful? No, it ain't, bro. That shit don't look like shit,
bro. That shit be a splat.
Like, real shit, I know some niggas in Chain Gang can draw some shit jet light.
Right.
Right or wrong, though.
But he right on with the gatekeepers. The gatekeepers also were jury.
Yeah, fact.
Who determines the value of jewelry? The
yes,
gatekeepers
like diamonds.
Have said diamonds, this is what like, this is
who
worth.
Who the fuck said diamonds were so valuable?
Or the diamonds this is what I'm saying, like emeralds right. or rubies.
Who the
or,
fuck
you know
put the value on shit?
The gatekeepers, like you said.
The same people that said fuck was a cuss word.
Hey, yeah, I got
yeah, like, what, who said that's, that word is bad and this word, like, what the fuck us, going though. On in this
way,
life?
Way before us.
It's the same principle, though.
Like real nigga shit,
yeah,
though.
I know, I think about shit like this every day, like, and I'm going to bring this conversation up because I've been wanting to speak on, like, the whole little shit going on with, you know, the other community where they feel like, you know.
Oh, Dave Chappelle, Boosie.
All that type of shit. Yeah. Now, I don't got no problem with nobody living and doing what they do. That's
from
you.
The other community.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
Salute you. But everybody don't have to fuck with that shit. know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I can't. So I can be able to be free enough to be free and do what I want to do, but I can't be free enough to say I don't like it.
Mm. Right.
Now that's some bullshit.
Mm. But it don't work that way with us. But I think why they shit so powerful, because they really locked in. Like, they really going to ride.
That's what Dave Chappelle was saying on that special. He was like, why is it that this community has come together and made all this progress in such a short time, but we as niggas for hundreds of years.
It's insane.
Because niggas always trying to hear what the hook is like.
Yeah.
But I ain't fuck with these niggas. Because niggas is scarred by niggas too.
Facts.
Yeah.
So they'd rather believe somebody else. Cause everybody that ever robbed you, broken your car, fucked nigga. Your bitch, it was a nigga. Y'all niggas look at it, bro. Ain't no cracker did shit to me, bro. It was y'all nigga. So niggas ain't trusting niggas to do shit.
Niggas like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, all right. Right. Be the first nigga to go out there.
Yeah, let me see what shot of them got going on. First.
We are all guilty. Yeah.
So soon as a nigga started some shit. You know what I'm saying? It gonna be the other people gonna come be like, shit, you know that nigga, that ain't really right.
Yeah, like on some,
and show you he ain't right, cause niggas ain't right.
Yeah. Like on some Malcolm X shit.
You can't trust the whole shit. Like,
that shit crazy.
That's the real shit, bro. Ain't no way around this shit.
This is why you stay like, to yourself, cause I'm like, this is why people stay to themselves, cause it's confusing as fuck.
Some people sat in the huddle, bro, and life, man.
You said what?
Some people sat in the huddle, how we sitting in the huddle right now and plant life.
Mm.
For us.
Design. By design.
No,
it's real shit.
I said
they
sat in a huddle, like, well, we in a huddle.
Oh, I thought you said like,
this is how it's going to go.
Girl, so.
This is the strategy. No, that's real shit. This is the strategy.
This is
the strategy to keep us, whoever, and it ain't even about just race, us here and them there.
And if they do this, we're going to do this.
The
like,
elite.
It's a real strategy.
Huh?
Yeah.
If
the
they
elite.
Do this, if they get smart, if these niggas get smart enough and do this,
divide and conquer.
If a nigga get smart enough and do this, we're going to do this.
Divide and conquer.
If a nigga goddamn go for that, we're going to let that ride.
Yeah.
We're going to have a counter for everything, bro.
That's why they letting that stupid shit, that ignorant pussy ass shit going on the internet, right? All right, so obviously niggas is this and that, and niggas don't like each other. So let's heighten it up. Let's intensify it, and let niggas talk about niggas. Niggas can say the most disrespectful shit on the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a nigga can't say, and quote me, these are not my words.
Mm-hmm.
But a nigga can't say I ain't taking a picture with a nigga with fingernail polish on.
Oh yeah, they tried.
But a nigga can say, fuck you, I shoot your baby in the throat. And it's nothing.
And they won't take their page. Yeah.
But that's what Dave Chappelle was saying on his special.
He's saying he has a point.
Yeah.
He has multiple points. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, this shit just, man, nigga, you gotta live it, bro. Like, I'm done trying to figure this shit out.
Because
they already got them a billion years ahead of us, bro.
But you got to, but niggas.
And the niggas we get in there, they get flipped. They be in for the right shit at first and all that.
And then they get turned out.
Yeah. It's like,
bro, y'all ain't getting it. They have the right message to get to have the face. They already be turned.
You think so?
To get there, you already turned, man. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say.
Oh, yeah, that's deep.
We ain't even let you get that close to being if you ain't with us.
Yeah, now that's deep.
That makes sense.
You got to think, like, at the end of the day, bro, niggas is not free. If you think about it.
Well, people.
Every nigga that goes into a certain category of success have to act a certain way. So you're not free.
Mm.
That's true.
Is there any exceptions? Let's think about that.
Nobody. No. Name it. All these niggas who got these billions, these niggas acting accordingly to keep them billion. Which they should. Which they should, but niggas ain't saying what they really want to say.
Oh, but see, it's also, you also got the group of niggas that get the millions and the billions, but they don't show themselves, so they don't have to act like they're acting a certain way or act like they're expressing their values. They don't have to do either one. They just stay out of the light.
They get quiet and get out of the way.
What I'm saying, niggas just start looking at shit, look at life as business. Like, I'm gonna just, this shit business.
Yeah.
That what it turned into. This shit been in the certain shit you gotta do.
But look
gotta
at
do.
What they might have went
niggas
through.
Might take a couple of stands on certain things, but.
But look at what they might have went through on the way up. Like you say, everybody that heard them was a nigga.
Exactly. I ain't saying, like I said, trust me. Give me $1 billion, I'm gonna be different too. Like, don't get it fucked up. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to keep them billions.
Right.
Besides, you know,
Right.
Sucker shit.
Some sucker
and
shit.
And that's what I said. I'm
niggas,
with,
you got niggas that's solid niggas with that money. Don't get it fucked up. What I'm saying is they still have to act accordingly. Even if it's, I'm just going to stay out the way.
These are the rules.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just going to stay out the way. These that's the acting accordingly, though.
Yeah,
these are the rules for being wealthy.
I'm not saying
that. Because you really want to wake up and say some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All this bullshit going on, you think niggas don't want to say some shit?
Fact.
A nigga don't really feel like it. All these murders and whatever the fuck going on. You but niggas can't. Like, I ain't finna do that.
Nigga like, yeah, I ain't finna come back down with these niggas. I'd rather just stay right here, be quiet, and hopefully they get it together.
Right.
Real exactly. shit. Right. That's real. But, yeah.
And then you got the Boosies of the world.
He ain't giving a fuck.
Boosie don't give a fuck. Boosie already set himself up to where he, I'm getting paid regardless.
Right.
Streets love me. Mm-hmm. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
But that's one in a billion nigga though. Ain't gonna be no another nigga like Boost.
It's some niggas that feel like him though.
It's a lot of niggas that feel like him, but he don't give a fuck for real.
But you need that though. You need the Boosies of the world to goddamn keep it going. Yeah, like even if it's only one nigga that is only able to say what he wants to say every now and then, you still need that thrown in the mix to let people know like it's still people out here that's not going for that shit.
Bad ass don't give a fuck.
He don't care.
He don't care. That nigga really Superman. He don't survive too much shit.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
See, he upset about it because he raising them boys.
Yeah.
I get what he's saying. Like, bro, I got damn near all boys. We got girls too, but you know, I got young boys and this shit ain't it.
Hell no, I ain't with that shit. I got one son, bro, and he got all sisters. The first time I catch him, I'm a and I ain't tripping. I know what I'm standing on. I told him I don't play by my kid. Like, nah, bro, that ain't cool. I respect you. Do your thing. That shit need to be having a parental advisory stick on it. Just like Gangsta Rap had to get one before you could buy. Like, let us know what we dealing with. Because my son ain't finna wake up and coming out to my daddy, you like this. Man, boy, no. Like, I'm a man. Like, my I don't even want to say what I'm going to do.
My kid grown now, but they knew coming up. They didn't get an ass whooping about nothing. And I probably was the worst parent ever. You didn't get an ass whooping about cussing in school. Whatever you did in school, whatever your grades fucked up. You do some bitch shit.
Yeah.
You get your ass whooped. Toe up.
Yeah. I'm like
any of that bitch shit, like smacking your lips or that type shit. Well, you could do anything. Cuss your mom out. I don't give a damn. I'm going to go in there and fake like I'm finna whoop you, but you do some bitch shit. You getting your ass tore up.
Yeah.
And I ain't fucking with you. Them nigga know that.
Yeah.
And I ain't fucking
with you. Yeah, like. Come my on, son bro. Took that shit too far, though. He gangster. My little DJ, man, that nigga in school, dude, he going crazy.
I'm saying, because it's
Hey, he pulling niggas in the bathroom. Yeah, come on, bro. 30, come on with it. You talking that shit in the lunch room. Come on in, get your ass beat.
And I used to disappoint them niggas for real. Like, I used to disappoint them niggas to the point to see, make sure you know you can take disappointment. I remember one criminal got down, little one up the short, open got down, open one of their toys on the sneak. Okay, I'm gonna give your shit away, everything, your motorcycle, everything. So you gotta wake up on criminal nigga, ride your shit. Boy, that nigga, that nigga ain't never looked at a gift no more. You get what I'm saying? But it's still like, you know how a nigga usually be like, give back to him. You know what I'm saying? Even the mama, like, give it, man. No.
Ooh, yeah, that would have fucked me up as a child. I would have been like, oh, yo, all right,
pause. Nah, they just let you know, like, this nigga's a. That nigga don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I see what going on, Pop. Okay.
Now I'm going to go knock that nigga told right you off my not motorcycle. To open
right,
this
right,
thing.
Right.
I would have went out there and beat my man.
Oh, it's impossible. I'm giving your shit away on the other side of town. Nigga.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ride over here with me. Watch me get away.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's
ride deep. Up on your shit. Let's go.
Yeah, that's deep. That's deep.
That's tough, fuck. Mate. That's tough.
I went in the room. I went in the room and crawled that Tupac up.
Cold.
Yeah. That what a nigga did then. Tupac, loud of hell.
If a nigga can't accept defeat or let down, he ain't ready for this world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck let down from the worst person you thought loved you like. I know he probably went in the room like, man, I hate this nigga. This nigga bitch. I don't need a new daddy. But you start to see like, bro, I can't put my all in nothing. This shit a shift. This shit shift on Crimmel for the nigga.
Oh, yeah, nah,
the
world. Deep, no.
Real okay, shit,
yeah.
bro. This shit a shift at any time.
Yeah.
It's the world.
Yeah.
You know how many people having meltdown, bro? All the niggas we came up with who was doing good, they mamas and shit were having money, but them niggas ass couldn't. They wasn't ready for life though.
No adversity. Can't take no adversity.
Yeah, bro. They wasn't ready for life. Like them niggas, when they got of age, see, that was young. He was young, like 7, 8. When they got of age, like 10 and 12 and shit, but ain't no more criminal. Ain't no more birthday. Ain't no more none of that. Cause now you expecting shit for something, for nothing. You expecting shit for a day. Like, it's my day, so I can just act cool. No, bro. We doing this shit whenever it's necessary or needed, or I feel like today, okay, yeah, I'm not, because criminal might come around. I was in the streets. Criminal might come around. I might be fucked up. I don't know what's going on in my life. How this shit going up? You know what I'm saying? So now I got to disappoint you on some shit that I've been doing.
Right.
That happened to me. I know exactly what you're talking
about.
You
get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Now I got to put pressure on myself. Damn, his birthday come. I got to put some pressure up on myself and goddamn go rob a bank or some shit. No, I'm not putting that pressure.
Yeah.
We ain't that hung up on birthdays and shit.
Yeah.
You ain't never been like that, though.
No, I'm
like,
just saying, though, like, and it's just the way I put them, like, they the same way. Now they get older, they take their girl out and shit for their birthday and shit, but them niggas ain't hung up on that shit. By their mama shit, we don't want to on that. We wake up, it's a regular day.
Facts. Yeah. I know about that.
How you gonna love me every day?
Right.
Nigga, exactly. I had a birthday party one time, bro. I'll never forget this shit, bro. I had to be about 2.
You said 2.
You should have said 10 years ago.
This nigga said I was 2.
Bro, I had to be 2. Bro.
You don't had a birthday. You don't had a birthday at the club or some shit.
Never.
You remember your second birthday.
Ain't nobody ever book you for your birthday.
Yeah, you know, booking.
But that don't count. Yeah, that shit don't count.
That's different. I never celebrated a birthday. No, I had that 40 party, but it wasn't on my birthday. Yeah. But I had to be back. How you is when you got them walking a little bit?
That's 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
I had a birthday party, and I remember what we had.
What you had, girl, boy?
Pizza Hut.
No, church's chicken.
Church's chicken, okay.
We had church's chicken. Everybody got a leg. Nah, well, I had a cake, but you know, one of the cake my grandma made. we had the goddamn, the three, that's what I remember the most.
The Neapolitan ice cream.
The 3 ice cream.
What was your favorite flavor out of the Neapolitan ice cream?
That white.
White, yeah. Hey, it's the sherbet. You ever had the sherbet kind? But like where it got the green, orange, and some other shit.
Ain't never seen it.
I used to fuck that green one up, boy.
Bro, the shit we had just had.
Oh, yeah, they made that shit at weddings.
Make that, yeah.
It should just have
baby showers and shit.
Ain't want no name brand, nothing.
Yeah.
Just eye cream.
Man, he's stupid as hell, man.
That's all like some of that flavor right shit. Or that,
Siri just say cereal. But this ain't no can.
Coke just say cola.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Like, man, come on, man. We come from goddamn playing them hard-ass football that'll bust your nose. from the what is it? It was stocking for it. You better catch that motherfucker every time, man. That shit to your face. Where your teeth gonna come out? You know the hard-ass black football.
Oh, man.
You gotta catch that motherfucker every time. That's why you got these niggas out here going crazy out there.
The football field, yeah.
What? Oh, got it. Oh, got it.
Yeah, shit. That's
man,
crazy.
Man, I appreciate y'all.
What you want to give to the people before you get up out of here?
Hey, man. Shout out to everybody, man. I love y'all. I know y'all love me, too. appreciate y'all, y'all been rocking and showing me support for the longest. I'ma get back, vice versa, you know what I'm saying?
Drop that music, man.
Oh yeah, it's on the way, man.
Okay.
I'ma drop a whole project like first quarter.
Cool, okay.
Yeah, like first quarter.
Pinkies where?
I had to look back at the back. You feel? What we doing? Yeah, okay.
All right, now I'm gonna come find you.
Yeah, first
quarter. No more cupcakes.
First quarter. Oh yeah. I need all that too. I need to be involved. Listen, man. I want to be involved. I'm gonna work on that. I promise y'all that I'm finna be outside.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna fuck with folks. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna start pulling up. Goddamn.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is. Big shout out to Derez, Deshaun. Great conversation. on Big Facts. Salute.
Yes, Sirski.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com. Let's get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.